In this solo episode, I'll give you a quick rundown on Google Gemini, Google's answer to OpenAI's ChatGPT, GPT-3, and GPT-4. I spent most of the episode going over the naming and versioning of these different products that include Nano, Pro, and Ultra, and highlighting which OpenAI products are their equivalent. There are a slew of products being announced by big players like Google, and I want to keep you up to date on what is called what. Please enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Super Prompt Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Wan. Join me as we dive deep into the world of generative AI with leading engineers and business pioneers. Each episode deepens our understanding of foundational technologies, explores the startup ecosystem, and analyzes the latest breakthroughs. Whether you're a technologist, product manager, executive, or entrepreneur, together, let's chart the evolving landscape of generative AI. In December 2023, Google announced Gemini, a family of large-scale multimodal AI models, widely considered their answer to OpenAI's ChatGPT, GPT-3, and GPT-4. This episode is intended to be a concise rundown of Gemini for those already familiar with large language models. If you're not, I suggest going into the back catalog to listen to episodes 12 and 13. So what makes Google Gemini different? Gemini is natively multimodal, meaning it's a single model that's been trained on text, images, and video. It can be prompted and generate answers across all these different media types. In the next episode of my podcast, I discuss the benefits of multimodal, so I won't do that here. Gemini is a family of AI models with three different versions called Gemini Nano, Gemini Pro, and Gemini Ultra. Gemini AI will eventually be integrated across Google's suite of services like Search, Ads, and Chrome. Google has existing products and services, and each of these services can be made more powerful with AI. So let's dive into the three models that currently comprise Gemini's family. Gemini Nano is an on-device model, meaning it runs locally and doesn't need to access the cloud. It's a smaller, more limited model designed to run on Android devices. The Google Pixel 8 is already shipping with Nano, and Nano on that device performs tasks like speech recognition, summarization, automatic replies, and image editing. Note, it's not a full-blown chatbot as exists on the Google website. The two versions of Gemini available on the Google website are Gemini Pro, which is their mid-level AI. The 1.0 version of Gemini Pro is available to developers via APIs in the Google AI Studio or the Google Cloud Vertex AI, which is for their corporate customers. Gemini Pro 1.5 offers performance comparable to GPT 3.5. Gemini Ultra is Google's most advanced AI. Gemini Ultra is available via a chatbot interface if you subscribe to Google Gemini Advanced Services, and that's a $20 a month upcharge service. Google Ultra is not yet available to developers via API, but that may change soon. Some are speculating Ultra will be made available to developers during the Google I/O Developers Conference in May 2024. For the sake of completeness, I'm going to quickly highlight historical Google AI products who have now been superseded by Gemini. Previous versions of the Google large language model were called Palm, P-A-L-M, and Lambda, L-A-M-D-A. It looks like henceforth, customer-facing branding of Google AI models will be called Gemini. The Google chatbot used to be called Bard, B-A-R-D. It too has been renamed Gemini. As of today, the free version of the Gemini chatbot is based on Gemini Pro 1.0, which, as you recall, is their mid-tier AI. A paid version of the chatbot under the Gemini Advanced heading costs $20 a month and is based on Gemini Ultra, which is comparable to OpenAI's GPT-4. So in summary, here is the cheat sheet for Google AI. Their AI projects will be under the brand of Gemini. Gemini is available in three versions. Gemini Nano is for devices. Gemini Pro is their mid-tier AI. Gemini Ultra is their most advanced AI. The Google chatbot is called Gemini, which is their answer to OpenAI's ChatGPT. The free version is based on Gemini Pro 1.0, while the advanced paid version is based on Gemini Ultra 1.0. I encourage you to go try out Gemini at gemini.google.com. I've been using the Google Gemini Advanced Chatbot, and its reasoning capacity is quite good. It gives me a different perspective than GPT-4, which is something else I'm using. So the race is on. Will Google, OpenAI, Anthropic, Mistral, or a company we have not yet even heard of be the Ferrari and Ford of AI? Time will tell. Regardless, it will be thrilling. If you're interested in a deep dive on multimodal, which is how Google differentiates its LLM, stay tuned for the next episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to SuperPrompt, the podcast dedicated to generative AI. For more, visit us on the web at superprompt.fm. Enjoy the episode? Drop us a 5-star review. I'm Tony Wan. See you next week.